Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 21, Pretoria 22, and Rustenburg up to 26 degrees.
Queuing traffic now in Centurion on the N1 northbound towards John Foster Drive.
In your sport, changes to the Blitzbox squad ahead of the seventh season. And after almost a year of build-up and one rescheduled date, it's finally fight week for Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
We start in Tshwane. Amid all the weather warnings for today, the emergency line is still giving problems.
It's got a technical problem. Apparently, there was a fiber that was broken, so it's working intermittently.
Tshwane Emergency Services spokesperson Lindsay Nguni says in the meantime, teams are keeping an eye on hotspot areas, and that's with the warning of heavy downpours and possible flash floods. We have the alternative numbers to access fire and rescue teams in Tshwane. Those numbers are on our news blog. You can go to jacarandafm.com, click on news. Meanwhile, emergency teams are also on standby across Gauteng. Motorists are urged to slow down and avoid low water bridges and roads that are prone to flooding. To the east of Gauteng, there are massive traffic delays on the N12 with various crashes. There is no comment from Ekurhuleni officials at this stage about those crashes. While the rain falls, it's not directly into the taps. In the north of Tshwane, problems at the Temba water treatment plant. Tshwane spokesperson Adela Mashiga says due to technical issues, water is not being pumped at the plant and the reservoir levels have dropped. If this continues, it's expected that the reservoir may be dry by noon today, affecting areas like Hammanskraal.
The filters cannot be backwashed, which caused clogging, resulting in an overflow. The city has enlisted the services of a specialist.
More about that on our news blog. To the economy, the focus shifts today to the release of the latest labour figures for the third quarter. The official unemployment rate stood at 33.5% in the second quarter. Meanwhile, the rand has slumped and is low, more than 2% down against the US dollar, caused by international headwinds that include a lower gold price, the stuttering Chinese economy, and traders keeping an eye on US President-elect Donald Trump's future policies. A dollar now trading at 17 rand 97. News from beyond our borders. Mozambique's opposition leader Venancio Mondlane has called for crippling protests this week over contested elections won by the ruling Frelimo party. Mondlane claims there was election fraud. According to the Human Rights Watch, protests over the results have already claimed 30 lives. Meanwhile, in Mauritius, opposition leader Navin Ramgoolam declared this morning that his alliance had won a crushing election victory over the ruling coalition. Prime Minister Pravin Jugnauth conceded that he faced a huge defeat. And if you fancy yourself taking a trip on a train, then start saving for next year. The much-anticipated La Dolce Vita Orient Express train is expected to be launched in Italy in 2025. This train ride got its inspiration from the glitzy lifestyle of the 1960s and the 1970s. A Michelin chef will serve the food while the train takes its passengers through the truffle route near Rome or through the Tuscan vineyards. The prices start at about 70,000 rand a ticket. I'm Gerda de Souza. Jou top story die uur. Nooddienste op bystand met nog harder reën wat vir Gauteng voorspel word.
It's a lot of money, but I think it compares actually pretty well to the local train prices.
That's
because the local. I've always wanted to go on one of those
luxury.
Yes.
I went on the. Is it Robbers Rail? I went on the Robbers Rail a number of years ago.
Yeah.
I've been on the Blue Train and I checked the prices. That's not all.
So it's a lot.
7,000 rand. Maar ek het seker nie jou vlug ingesluit nie.
Dis nou net die trein.
Ja, but it's a Michelin star chef. You go through the truffle route or the Tuscan vineyards.
It's guys, stunning.
It's all in the name. The La Dolce Vita Orient Express.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
One of the nicest things I've done was I took a train from Milan to Monte Carlo. So then you go from, obviously, what's that, northern Italy down to through south of France.
Yes.
So, richting is